we need to be more intentional around when we hustle in our business so that that hustle leads to results. The hustle should lead us towards results. Because in my opinion, there is a distinct difference between hustling and being busy. And I believe that all of the narrative around the anti-hustle culture, I really think what people should be saying is we need to be in an anti-empty work, busy, doing crap culture. Like, let's stop all the busy work that's not producing outcomes or any benefit in our lives. But let's hustle on the things that we're excited about, the things that we love doing, the things that serve our clients most, the things that bring in sales, the things that fire us up. Let's hustle our asses 110% into the things that matter and let the other busy stuff go.
This is the podcast for the entrepreneur who wants to make a big impact, who doesn't shy away from hard work, but also wants to enjoy life along the way. Hi, I'm Heather Sager, former executive turned entrepreneur, and I've spent the last 20 years working with premium brands on sales, marketing, and communication. And I've learned that when you become a magnet with your message, you only need a hint of hustle to achieve your goals. Get ready to be inspired and ignited each week with tangible strategies on sales, speaking, marketing, and so much more. This is the Hint of Hustle podcast. Let's go.
Well, hey, friend, welcome to another episode of the podcast coming at you from nap time here at the Sager House. It is yet another week where I do not feel camera ready by any degree. There is a giant pile of stuff that needs to go to the donation center behind me in the frame. If you're watching this on YouTube, behind me, my children have written the lyrics to the song Blue. Babadi babadai, abadi babadai, whatever that song is. Those are behind me. So my office looks like it's in shambles. I feel like a naked, drowned mole rat. Why? Well, I'm in this era where I'm not wearing makeup and not really intentionally. It's just I just don't have time for it. And when I don't have my lashes on, I have this weird thing that I feel like I look like a naked mole rat. But I'm getting used to it. And I'm not using that as an excuse to not create content. If you're curious more about my take and how I feel about my makeup-free face and showing up online, spoiler, terrible. I don't feel great about it, but I'm doing it anyways. I talk all about it in my very popular reel that I posted this last week on Instagram. If you head over to my feed, the week of March, 17th, I had a reel, and you can see I'm in like a yellowish mustard yellow sweater in my car. It's less about the content of the reel and more about the caption. Go check that out because you can see my honest take. But here's the thing. I am modeling what I preach, and that is we shouldn't allow the need to be like quote unquote pretty in our businesses, have that be an excuse for not creating the content that needs to be created to move the business forward. And I'll say that again, we can't allow our need to be pretty substitute perfect, strategic, aligned, right, whatever you need, like our need for something to be more polished. We can't allow that to get in the way of our duty to create the content our business needs us to create to reach our goals. And for me personally, I've shared with you my goals for this year. I am in the middle of a revamp of my program, The Speaker Society. I have shit to get done. And I made the commitment to show up for you every single week on this podcast. It is a pillar part of the content I create in my business. And so here I am, looking like a naked mole rat. This is what I talk about on the podcast. All right, let's get into what we're talking about today. We're talking about my relationship with the word hustle This is coming to you inspired by a Voxer thread that I had recently with a business peer. She was making the comment that I love that you have hustle in the title of your podcast, because in a world we're in right now where everyone is like anti-hustle, she's like, I kind of feel guilty saying that I love working and I love working really hard. That's kind of like taboo. And I started giggling. I was like, yeah, you know what? It is. It is. And I love working. In fact, I love working my ass off. I also love like sleeping my ass off. I also love like Netflix binging, but I love working my butt off. I love also doing nothing in the middle of the afternoon and going on a walk or playing with my kids. And I love cooking. And I love, like, my life is very multifaceted, but I also love hustle. There, I said it. I love hustling my ass off. It is part of who I am. And if you listen to the show, I kind of think that you like it too. And today I'm going to talk about not only why I think hustle is a good thing, I think it's something that is required for you to hit the goals that you have for your business. If your goals are bigger than where you're at right now, you got to hustle a bit. So let's jump into it and talk about it. So you know, in this space, and I say space, in the online coaches, consultants, this online education space, there is this trend, not really even a trend, it's this era that we're in, where it seems to be like everyone around you has their shit together and is simultaneously losing their shit at the same time. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but this is just how I feel. It's like, everyone has their shit together. Also, everyone is a hot mess. And I see both, because people are sharing their hot messness and people are sharing this sense of having it all together. And it's this weird place that I find myself in as a content consumer of going, but hold on. I know that no one has their shit together. But what I'm seeing all the time and how I'm comparing myself to this norm that I need to get to, it just isn't matching, right? It isn't matching. Anyways, but in this whole like narrative, there is this feeling that you either are busting your butt 24/7. This is where our friends in the bro marketer space. And I know that word, like, it's just kind of overused at this point. We need to come up with a new term for bro marketing. But in the like more like intense, what I'm trying to come up with a name for it, but it's like, I don't know. Yo dog. Like we gotta hustle all the time. We gotta grind. It is very much the norm. It's you work your butt off. You get up earlier than everyone. You work longer than everyone. You hustle your way to success. And who was I seeing this recently? Tom Bilyeu, is that how you pronounce it? Impact Theory. He's like the billionaire from Quest Nutrition. I've seen him speak multiple times. I remember seeing him speak live a few years ago. And I'd never heard him at that point, but he was great. Like, I'm like, oh, this guy's a billionaire. Mad respect. And what was fascinating was hearing his story around how him and his wife are child-free by choice, which totally, totally cool. Like, mad respect for that. But a big part of it was because the work, the vision of the business, like, he had to put his full life into it. And I saw him post, it was a video the other day where he was talking about, I give away all my shit for free because I know I'm going to work harder than you. And even if you steal it all, I'm still going to out hustle you. And I'm like, ooh, mad respect. Also, no, thank you. And it's on one hand that we see these narratives that if you want to be quote unquote successful, and successful in that sense is financially and having the stature or status in your professional circle, you hustle your butt off. And in fact, this was my world back when I was in corporate. I mean, we were on the road all the time. We were answering emails from, we used to joke, I would wake up and I would already have emails in my inbox at 6 a.m. because there was the people who had stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, some nights, figuring out all their emails. And then there was the shift of people who woke up at 4 a.m. and they did their emails early. And so by the time I woke up at 6, there were 2 shifts of email that had already happened, and my day was already overrun by other people's emails. And we were with our thumbs emailing at airports and on the road, and all the time we were in it. And the thing was, at that point in time, all of my friend circles were in my professional world. So of course it was a hustle and work all the time, because my social circles and my professional circle and my own self-identity was all wrapped up in this profession I was in. Now, I say this is not in a negative way. I loved that world, that season that I was in that job specifically for 10 years. I loved it. Freaking loved it. Like, I was addicted to that hustle and addicted to that significance of that. And it was a really, really fun run. And I've shared the story before, but it was when I had my second baby and I realized, oh, hold on. First baby is kind of getting to the point where now he's a person and he's asking, where's mommy going? And he started saying, mommy, go on airplane to Chicago. And his daycare workers thought that his mom was a flight attendant, because every time they would hear an airplane or see an airplane, he'd be like, mommy, airplane. And so all those things hit me, right? It was when the point when I had young kids, had that second baby where I'm like, I need something different. But what I realized was when I made the shift to entrepreneur, I thrust myself into that, almost that same level of intensity, but without that social circle. Like, essentially all of my friendships from my hustle corporate life, I mean, I still chat with them. Like, birthdays, I'll get a text message or reach out to them, or we like each other's posts on Facebook, but I wouldn't say they're my friends anymore. That we kind of moved on and parted ways, which is not a bad thing. It's just the substance of life. I think you would agree with this too. You go through seasons of life that you build friendships and relationships based around who you're in with proximity. But moving forward into this business area and this whole like entrepreneurial world, I threw myself into the hustle of learning. Where hustle came in was, I'm going to hustle my butt and like join this program and like hustle and try to execute on that before jumping to the next thing, and then hustle on that. And then, oh, I'm going to launch. And then we have this, and then we run this. And all of that, like this hustle back and forth, quite frankly, is how I got my business off the ground in the first 2 years. I would say that is a huge reason of why my business was profitable and continues to maintain that growth today, is because I put the work in. Now, fairly quickly into my business, about year 2, when the pandemic hit and my kiddos had to be home with me, yay, Zoom kindergarten, that forced me to not hustle. And it put like the emergency brake on the car that you're like pushing the gas and trying, but like the car is really not moving. That forced me to really slow down. And it taught me a more intentional hustle. And this is the lesson that I really wanted to share with you today, is we need to be more intentional around when we hustle in our business, so that hustle leads to results. The hustle should lead us towards results. Because in my opinion, there is a distinct difference between hustling and being busy. And I believe that all of the narrative around the anti-hustle culture, I really think what people should be saying is we need to be in an anti-empty work, busy, doing crap culture. Like, let's stop all the busy work that's not producing outcomes or any benefit in our lives. But let's hustle on the things that we're excited about, the things that we love doing, the things that serve our clients most, the things that bring in sales, the things that fire us up. Let's hustle our asses 110% into the things that matter and let the other busy stuff go. You see, I think that most business owners spend the majority of their day filled with the busy. So then by the time we get to things that have to get done, we either just don't do them and then get frustrated because there isn't the sales to show for it, or we get really stressed because we have to finish the emails or the landing page or the client service deliverable, and shit, we waited till the 11th hour because we filled all the other time with other things that, if we were being truly honest, didn't matter. And I think this is the thing that we have to get better at, is declaring what are the tasks that actually move the needle and what are the things that fire us up, and go all in hustling on those things. Now, what do I mean by hustle? I mean working your ass off. I mean scheduling the intense 3-hour session to put your head down and knock it out. That means installing some kind of app lockout system so you're not scrolling Instagram and getting distracted in that time period. I'm talking about seasons where you're gearing up for a launch. So you're going to be working after the kids go to bed, or waking up in the morning and working a little earlier to get all those assets created for 2-3 weeks through the launch, so that you can show up fully and have the assets and resources to support you as such. That's what I'm talking about, like show up for your business. If you have a goal, let's say you have a goal to hit $250,000 this year, and you've done the math that you need to attract, let's say, I don't know, I'm just going to make shit up here, 8,000 leads into your launch mechanism and convert at a certain number times your price per course, right? Or price per thing that you sell. Let's just say the numbers that you need to have 8,000 leads. Well, let's pretend for a moment that last year you got 2,000 leads or 500 leads. Okay, the difference between 500 leads and 8,000 leads is fairly substantial. If you got 800 or 500 leads last year, 500 to 800, that is substantial. It is going to require you to do something different. It's going to require some hustle. Now, when I say hustle, I don't mean just doing. Notice the difference. I said doing can a lot of times be tied to busy work. It could be tied to clerical or admin style work. It could be tied to anything that you could pretty much do on your computer. You could probably bullshit your way of saying, oh, I'm working. But you know, what are the true things that will actually impact gaining those 8,000 leads? Or maybe you don't. Maybe you have like, I have no idea. Okay, well, great. What questions can we ask? What can we start brainstorming to determine what we need to do to generate those leads? We need to, okay, let me give you an example here, a metaphor. Okay, I'm right now in this transition where I'm like, all right, I'm ready to be like out of my postpartum body and into like my normal body. If you've ever had children and nursed children, you will absolutely understand this statement here, but it's like you give your body essentially over to a child. This is going to sound terrible if you have kids. I apologize. Just fast forward, skip ahead 30 seconds. But like everything is just like, and it's done. Like, and I feel terrible. I also feel wonderful at the same time, but it's just, oh man, I would like to have my boobs back first. But also I just like to feel freaking better. Okay, so where was the metaphor I promised? All right, let's do it. So I'm right now getting back into working out. I've been doing this ab rehab situation to get my core back together so that I can safely start lifting weights again. And here's the interesting part about, I will say, getting back in shape. And what I mean by that is like weightlifting and toning and really working on your strength and mobility. That's what I do when it comes to workouts. Strength and mobility is super, super important to me because I don't want back pain. I don't want hip pain. I don't want knee pain. I want to be able to feel great and do the activities that I love to do. So this never fail anytime, whether it's postpartum or I just got off the health train for a hot minute. When I get back into a fitness regimen, right? This is something around between whether it's HIIT workouts, whether it's a combination of cardio and strength training, whatever it looks like, when you get back into it, it freaking sucks. It sucks. You literally suck wind. Your body is physically like, what are you doing to me? And when you start strength training, you feel sore. And you feel sore because you're essentially putting your muscles under tension. And when you lift weights, you're literally like breaking the fibers in the muscle so that they can I'm not obviously a nutrition-y body person. So, but like the muscles, like they tear and then they grow back together stronger and bigger and whatever it is they do. This is terrible. I probably should have looked that up before I did this, but you know what I'm saying, right? So this idea of like, no wonder you're sore because like you're to build bigger muscles, you have to break the muscles to build them. Oh my gosh. If you are a personal fitness trainer or know anything about muscles, please forgive me on this and just go with the gist of what I'm trying to say here. Back to the hustle. When you are in a business and you want a certain area of your business to grow, whether you want bigger presence online, you want more eyeballs on your stuff, you want to generate more quality leads, you want higher conversion rates, you want higher ticket sales or higher caliber of clients, whatever is the thing that you are looking to grow into, it's going to require pressure and stress and tension and acute focus on a certain area. And the fact that you haven't previously achieved it means that you are going to need to rewire the way you work, the way you think, the way you attack that damn thing in your business, which is probably not going to feel super great until you start getting traction. And then you start feeling super great about it. Now, this is where hustle comes in. This is why I love hustle, is because you can ride the intensity of the motivation and be like, I am in the zone. I am going to like kick ass on this one thing. You lean into it because it gives you, in my opinion, the momentum and the inertia to push into that quote unquote pain of that area of your business and get shit done. That's how I operate in business. I'm like, what is the thing I need to focus on? I'm going to go full ass forward into it. And then I'm like, all right, now let's just chill out for a week or two, or like, let's just take a break here. Or I built it in where I'm not jam packing every single part of my business or every single one of my days in with stuff. I'm going, what are the main projects we need to work on? And then I hustle in on those. It's not always projects though, too. I'm going to give you a different example here. One of the things on my plate this week that I need to hustle with is I have a list of, this is really embarrassing. I have a list of admin things that have been looming on Heather's hot list. That's what my assistant, Dorothy, we have this thing. We actually call it the harass Heather list of the things that I need to get done that are like, some of them are like, these are the important urgent things, but the important things I have on my radar, but then we have the other things, whether it's other commitments or other things happening, it's the harass Heather list. But we've had this list of like there's a couple forms I need to fill out. There are some client gifts I need to send out. There's just a handful of things, and they have been looming now for, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. So I finally said, all right, I will not allow that list to carry forward into the second quarter. So one of the things on my radar this week is I need to hustle my ass to get that shit off my plate. And they're like, it's just going to have to be, right? So whether that's I'm going to do it during my work, I'm going to quote unquote work day. I don't really have a work day right now with a baby at home. But whether or not I'm going to do that during nap time, or I'm going to do it after the kids go to bed, or I'm doing this new super freaking early morning routine, maybe I'm going to have to sacrifice part of that routine and do it there. The point is, hustle, in my opinion, means that it is not comfortable. I don't necessarily want to do it in the moment, but I'm going to do it for the good of my bigger goals. It does not mean I need to do it all the time. It does not mean I need to stack my calendar with busy, busy, busy. It means super laser focused. I have a goal. I know what I'm achieving. I know what the tasks are, and I am going to sprint to the finish on it. That's my mentality. And I am a big believer that maybe you don't have to do it my way, but the pace of having a consistent schedule every single day and trying to be like, every day I'm going to do this, or every week I'm going to do this. Maybe I'm just weird in this way. I do not have a week that is the same. There is never in my business, in my life, 2 weeks that are the same. From my husband's schedule to my kids' schedules to, now with the baby, but in my business with calls, like there is never 2 weeks that are the same. So it's just not possible for me to schedule how some people sit down and do this ideal work week. Have you noticed that before? Or have you seen that before? Maybe you do this. I don't know. But they have like an ideal work week. And every time I'm like, oh, that sounds great. Like, Tuesdays is this day and Wednesdays is this day. And I see Amy Porterfield talk about this all the time. Tuesdays is her video content day. And this is great. I'm so happy this works for her. That does not work for me. And for half a second, when I see her talk about how she has her like theme days, it makes me feel like they're not that she's not making me feel this way, but I have this thought where I'm like, I will not be successful because I can't do video. I can't commit a full day a week to video. that's the narrative in my head for a hot second of, oh, I can't be successful because in order for me to be successful, I need to be able to say, I have a video day every single week. I have a, I remember a long time ago, I had heard her say something like, on Tuesdays, she has a stylist come over to do a blowout. I don't know if this is true anymore, but this was years ago. She'd have like a stylist come over to do her blowout, and then she'd get everything all ready and then do video all day, all the short form content video, all her podcast video, all her whatever video, her Q&As in her groups, all of her video on the same day. Also, her team would like cue her up of here's all the things that you're recording and such. But I just had it in my brain, I need to have a video day. Like, oh, if I had one day a week where I was all dolled up and pretty, then I would do more video. And you know, what's funny is even when, before I had this baby, when I had my protective time during the week, even when I technically could have done that, I would get to the video day and I'm like, I don't have myself in a mental state or a content state to be able to do video on this day. It just didn't work for me. And the point I'm trying to make for you is if you're finding it hard to keep up with the busy tasks, paired with you're not entirely sure what the important needle-moving tasks are in your business, because you're just like, oh, there's just so much all the time. And you're feeling like, ah, oh, I can't get my head around it, or I can't schedule the batch days or do it in the way that I'm supposed to do in order to be successful. I am just going to tell you right now, hit pause. What would it look like for you to hit pause in your business for 3 days? 3 days. 3 days where you canceled all meetings, all calls, all obligations. What if you skipped your email that you're supposed to send your list next week? What if you skipped the blog post or skipped the social media posts or skipped the podcast? Everything that you think you need to do. What if you just blew it all off? I'm just asking for 3 days, maybe a week, maybe a whole 5 days. I don't know. You see where you want to go with this. But what if you just hit freaking pause and asked yourself, what is the end goal here? What am I trying to create? What am I doing that isn't actually contributing anything and I don't even like doing it? Where am I actually getting the results? What is the revenue goal that you are working towards? And what are the activities that are contributing to that? Hit the brakes, pull that e-brake and say, hold up. What if I just took a moment to just observe and just see what's going on around me and then allow yourself to choose where you're going to apply the hustle? Where are you going to say, okay, where do I actually need to insert my time and energy? What do I need to turn back on that's like, okay, these are basic tasks that have to get done because somebody has to do them and that person right now is you. But beyond that, where are those needle mover projects in your business that you want to crank up the dial? Where if you were to go full balls to the wind, that's the expression I'm using right now in this moment, sorry, and also not sorry, but where are you going to go full-fledged for a specific time period, whether that's in on a launch or in on one specific aspect? I'll give you another example here. For my birthday a couple of weeks ago, I decided, this was so, okay, you're going to like cringe. I sometimes do see things by the seat of my pants. I'm like fly by the seat of my pants at some times. Okay. I can't help it. I'm a manifester with human design. And it's just when I have an idea, I need to run with it. And on my birthday, I had been thinking about this for a while. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I had done stuff for my birthday and my business pretty much every year since I started. This year, I just did not have the mental capacity to do it. And I had seen some friends posting about podcast reviews. I'm like, oh my gosh, what a brilliant thing. I talked about this last week a little bit, but what a brilliant thing. I'll just ask people, hey, you want to celebrate my birthday with me? Please give me a podcast review. Side note, please give me a podcast review. It really would mean the world if you haven't yet. I said, wouldn't it be cool if I hit 100 podcast reviews for my 40th birthday? Like, how freaking cool. So I decided to go balls to the wall on it. And I'll say, like, oh, I mean, it wasn't full. I went pretty full ass on it, but only for like 48 hours. So I posted it on Facebook. I posted it on Instagram. I posted on Instagram stories multiple times over a couple days. I sent it to my email list. Where else? I posted it somewhere else. I talked about it on the podcast. I decided I'm going to hustle on this, which means I'm going to put my energy into it. I'm going to post and communicate it to others more than I want to. I'm going to make this a damn thing for the next 48 to 72 hours. And did we hit the goal? Not quite. But oh my gosh, we got up to like 90 reviews on the podcast, which going into it, I think I had 65. Friend, I added 25 podcast reviews in the span of 72 hours, which had I not hustled my butt off, I might have gotten a couple. I'd done little blitzes before where I'd posted and asked people to do it, but nobody freaking did. But because I put so much emphasis on it, it happened, right? This is what I'm talking about. I'm not meaning that you need to like break your back over working until 4 o'clock in the morning on a bunch of projects. Sometimes hustling is just saying, I'm committed to this thing in front of me and I'm going to see it through to the extent where I'm going to post more than I'm comfortable posting. I'm going to send more emails that I'm comfortable sending, or I'm going to send the pitch that I'm kind of uncomfortable sending, or I'm going to post the imperfect video that I'm kind of imperfect, like whatever it is. What I think about hustling is it's doing the uncomfortable thing because you know the greater good, you're going to be better off for it. That's what I'm talking about here. Just like building that muscle with a like weight training, you have to break down that muscle to whatever we do to a muscle. That's what this is about here. Okay, this was a bit of a ramble today, but this was on my heart. I just really think that I think we need to be less lazy and more lazy simultaneously. And I'll end with just clarifying here. We need to be less lazy on the things that actually bring us results. So in life, it's the right, like cool it on the sugar, eat more nutritious food, get your water in, go take your freaking walk, get some sunshine, do things that you know make you feel better. Not just in the moment, but in the longevity of your life, you know you will be better for doing them. That's how we need to live. But in our businesses, we also need to do the same thing. What is the health and longevity of our business? What are the things we need to be focused on? That's where we need to apply some hustle. That's where we need to put in a little bit more effort because those things will pay off over time. That's where I would not want you to not be lazy. Now, where I want you to be lazy in your business is take a freaking chill pill on things that are not important. Stop obsessing over individual posts on social media. Hell, if social media is not bringing in you a bunch of leads and there are other ways you generate leads in your business, take a freaking like chill pill on social media. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't post even nearly every day. I go on my stories, but I'm not like sweating, posting on social a bunch. It's not how I have my business built to generate leads. So if you're not feeling so awesome about generating leads, find a different way to do it. Stop breaking your back over something that you hate doing and it feels hard and terrible every single time and it's not turning the results you don't want. Be a little lazier over there. Put your energy into something that actually is going to get you the results you want. Now, side note piece, if that thing is guest speaking, that is my favorite way to generate leads. If you want to learn more about that, head on over to heathersager.com and I will teach you more about how to use speaking to generate leads in your business. That's what we do inside the Speaker Society. But where else do you need to be lazy? Where else do you need to take a chill pill? What other things are you working on that is just busy work? Where do you need to build in some rest in your day? Do you need to sit at your desk for so long? Could you get up and work from the couch for a hot minute? Could you go on a walk? This morning, I ended up replying to my Voxer messages from people that I was behind on. I did it while I was on my spin bike. It was a little awkward because I was like panting winded, but I just told him what was happening. But could you do it on a walk? Could you do it on a bike? I sound like I'm a Dr. Seuss book. Could you, would you on a trike? Where could you be a little more chill in your business? This is not life or death, friend. I feel like there's this stress level that often comes with business that if we just need to take a breath and be like, all right, where do we need to care a little bit more? And where do we need to care a little bit less? And that guiding principle has really allowed me to be super chill in my business. My life, as I often say, is quite the circus right now, but it's also so peaceful and calm in my chaos. And I'm loving every minute of it. Okay, that was a ramble. As I said, that was a big ramble today. So I don't know if you found something valuable in that episode, shoot me on Instagram, shoot me a DM and tell me what resonated with you. But I am really curious around your relationship with the word hustle. Did I shift it at all for you today? Do you think about it a little bit differently? Did you identify maybe an area that you need to crank up the hustle or an area that you need to slow it down? I really would love to hear from you. So shoot me over a message on Instagram. I'm at the Heather Sager. The biggest compliment you can give me if you find value in this podcast is to tell me what you're finding value in so I can do more of that. All right, friend, I'm going to go check on the babe, see how he's doing and get myself a snack. And I will see you on next week's episode. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of the Hint of Hustle podcast. That flew right by, didn't it? Gosh, I hope I didn't say anything super embarrassing today, but if I did, it's pretty much on brand. If you loved today's episode, be sure to scroll on down wherever you're listening from. And if you haven't yet left a review, it would mean the world. Hit those 5 stars, tell other people who are prospecting podcasts how awesome this show is. Give us a little love. We would appreciate that. And hey, if you're hungry for more of what we do here on the show, you can peruse all of the past episodes, grab the show notes, and find out the latest free resources to help you get seen, heard, and paid for sharing your expertise. Head on over to heathersager.com. You can also grab the link wherever you're listening to this episode, and we'll see you in the next one.